Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense. But we're not announcing it till Monday, so don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. There's Donald Trump at a thank you rally last night in Cincinnati, announcing retired Marine Corps General James Mattis, known as Mad Dog, is his choice to be the next Secretary of Defense if he's confirmed by the Senate. Now, Mattis retired from the military in 2013. The law requires 7 years to pass between military service and taking on civilian leadership of the Defense Department. And that means James Mattis needs Congress to change that law for him. Republicans like John McCain, who heads the Senate Armed Services Committee, are fine with doing that. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she isn't, and she's going to vote against that. But Mattis appears to be headed for a job now in two parts. One, balancing Donald Trump's inexperience and temperament, and two, exerting a worldview through the might of the U.S. military. David Rothkopf is CEO and editor of Foreign Policy.
Mattis is precisely the kind of person you want to have next to a neophyte president like Donald Trump, and also a president like Donald Trump seems likely to be, which is one who is temperamentally a little volatile. Let's put it that way. Mattis is career military, highly respected, highly experienced, has seen every kind of situation that there is tough. You know, ran into trouble with the Obama administration because he spoke his mind. When I think what we really need next to a guy like Trump is a grown-up who's going to sit there and say, no, sir, that's wrong. I have a different point of view, and is going to feel comfortable providing that kind of direct advice. He's got that. He's got the respect of the military around him. Of all of Trump's picks, and I personally believe many of those picks have been pretty dubious, this one is far and away the best. And I think Mattis is somebody who can give people some confidence in the future direction of the administration, provided he actually has influence and is respected. Now, as far as his worldview goes, you know, he's a Marine, and he comes at this with the point of view of somebody who has seen the conflicts in the Middle East, and he has very strong views on the situation there. He was the commander of CENTCOM for a couple of years, which is our military command there. The reason he got into trouble with the Obama administration is he was very uncomfortable with their Iran policy, very uncomfortable with the Iran deal, and sees Iran as the principal threat in the region. I think that's one of the reasons Trump was drawn to him.
So David Rothkopf, somebody who is as suspicious toward Iran as Mattis has proven, has also signaled that he's against what Donald Trump has said he's for, which is tearing up the Iran nuclear deal. He said that he's for strict enforcement of the terms, but not for going back on it. Is he a realist when it comes to the Middle East?
Well, you know, I'm always a little skeptical of terms like realist because, you know, they're created by people to define themselves as being realistic and everybody else as being unrealistic.
Indeed.
But he, I think, is... He's honest, he's straightforward, and he's sensible. And it would be silly to take a deal like the Iran deal, which has some benefits to it, and tear it up. Rather, take advantage of the benefits, identify the areas you see as weak spots, enforce in those areas, and also send a message to Iran that, you know, we as a country are not just concerned with your nuclear capability. If you're meddling in other countries in the region, if you through Hezbollah are a threat to Israel, if you are undermining stability or committing bad acts in places like Syria, we are going to stand up to that as well. And we are not going to abandon our other allies. I think that one of the things that Obama did was pursue the Iran deal with such vigor that he left those other allies feeling unloved. And I think Mattis is somebody who can come in and bring a bit of stability and sensibility to policies there.
James Mad Dog Mattis, the Marine General Commander of CENTCOM. His uniform is off, and he'll put on that black suit that is the new uniform of the Secretary of Defense if he's confirmed by the Senate. David Rothkopf, CEO and editor of Foreign Policy. Thank you.
My pleasure.